The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. That is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, the hottest podcasts are going up at WGNPlus.com. So if you want the really hot stuff, you go on to WGNPlus.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at SeanGreenShow. And if you want to stalk me on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media on Facebook. A lot of cool stuff that we're going to be having on the show later on today. And we have some really cool stuff that's coming up right now. Now, you guys know I stream a lot on video games. I'm always streaming Madden. I'm streaming Call of Duty. And I just love to do it because I like people's reaction to me totally losing it online and while I'm streaming the games. Now, we had this guy on, Tom Prin. We had him on, about like months ago, and we were talking about, you know, Telestream.net and the cool stuff that they offer there, Telestream.net. Now, it's a new streaming platform for gamers called GameShow, and it's GameShow.net, and I actually have him on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now, the product manager of GameShow.net, and he joins us right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Sean? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you, too. Now, all right, GameShow is really new, and, you know, people want to know what it is and what can you do with it. Let's start off there.
Well, it just came out today. And it's a brand new platform for game streaming. You can the way that we developed it, it's around making sure it's really, really easy to get started, and that it's powerful so that you can customize whatever you can imagine, and also that it's really performant. You know, it's the performance is a 64-bit application, GPU acceleration, all that good stuff. GameShow is a real easy-to-use game streaming software. So whether you're PC streaming or whether you're console streaming, you can create your broadcast. And you can add a bunch of things automatically, or you can customize them yourself. Very easy to use. We've actually timed how long it takes to get up and running from... just opening up the application, it takes less than a minute.
Wow!
And that includes, by the way, adding in some of the widgets that you find on platforms like Twitch, your donors, donations, your followers, your subscribers, your chat window, and all of that. It's added automatically through something that we've developed called streaming templates. So you open up these templates, and we have one for you for Call of Duty. It's within the software.
Wow!
And when you open that up, it populates all the shots and scenes you need to begin streaming. You can start out very simply with just the game or a game in your camera, or you can add a lot of other things, including ad space. If you have advertisers, you can add widgets for, as I mentioned, donations, widgets for subscribers. You can customize them each. These are special templates that we developed just for gaming, just for the games, actually. We have several that are game-specific. So we try to take into account how the game's played. If it's something like Call of Duty or GTA 5 and it takes up every pixel of the display, we kind of make a spare template and make sure it's out of your way. If it's more of a center-played game like Hearthstone, we have a little bit more elaborate templates and art around the edges, so it's pretty interesting. It'll be a lot of fun for a lot of gamers.
Well, now, one of the things that I always wondered was, you know, streaming, you know, in my mind, is about, you know, as far as video games is concerned, I'll say about maybe 3 or 4 years old. Is it growing very rapidly now?
Oh, I'm sure everybody's familiar with Twitch, and YouTube Gaming was just launched this past summer. Zulu, Hitbox, lots of other MLG, lots of other platforms. But if you talk just about Twitch, there are 1,500 broadcasters, 1,500 broadcasters each month developing 1.5 million broadcasters developing 11 million shows.
So you have
a million and a half broadcasters, 11 million shows, and we're out there watching, right? There's 100 million people, unique viewers a month on Twitch, watching 20 billion minutes a month.
Now how is all this, as far as, you know, with game show, and, you know, I'm a PS4 owner. I own a PS4. And yeah. I noticed when I do stream, it does offer that option of me to stream via Ustream or via Twitch. Now, with game show, is there an extra connection I have to have to do it through game show, or is this going to be built in?
Sure, we offer solutions for both. I mean, you can use any capture device or a capture dongle. They're known as. It's just something that you connect the console through the simple capture device. They're a couple hundred dollars or so, and then right into your computer. Now, the difference between a one-click streamer from a console and sending it through game show on your computer is that you can actually develop a broadcast. Everybody's looking not just to stream, but to create their own identity, right? And
right.
to have something entertaining for their fans and for their followers. That's what you can do with game streaming software. You can set that up, again, as I said, very easily using our templates, so that beginners have a professional-looking broadcast, whether they're PC gamers or whether they're console gamers. And I think it ups the game for everybody. It ups the game for pros, too, because they're really going to have to, you know, develop more creative types of broadcasts to keep up.
Right.
You know, because you'll find the beginners and the mid-tier gamers are going to have very professional-looking broadcasts now. So that's really what it brings to the industry. It's a game changer.
Wow. And are you able to actually edit some of your streams, you know, like in post, or is this all live?
Yes. Well, what's really interesting about game shows, it has live preview. So you can be streaming, you get to, you know, you can see both the preview and the program out, the live program running in two different windows in game show. So you can monitor what's going out to your fans, and then you can edit on the preview screen whatever you want. We have a layering system that allows you to have unlimited layers within the scene itself. We have layers, master layers within game show that you can layer various, you can actually put more than one game into a document, into a game show document.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. And by the way, my use of the word document's important because you can save individual documents for individual games, or as I said, maybe you want to put more than one game in one document, you can do that. I mean, that's flexibility that game streamers don't have today. You can create a bunch of templates for your own games, whatever games you play, and then you can open them up as you open up the game. You don't have to reconfigure the software every time you want to change the game or set something new up. So that's a tremendous savings of effort. We try to get the software out of your way, make it powerful and creative enough to get it out of your way so that you can play games and look good.
Wow. Now, one thing I definitely want to ask is, with game show, can I stream stuff other than games. Let's say I always want to do a video of me, let's say, just totally talking about the game and not actually playing the game. Is that possible?
You can stream your camera, yes, or you can play pre-recorded video or audio. You can stream that. You don't have to be streaming the game. I mean, we make it very easy, and we've dedicated the game show so that it's dedicated for game streamers and for games. But you can stream your camera. You can add cameras, just like Wirecast, which is the other product streaming product that we have from Telestream. Just like Wirecast, you can have unlimited sources. As long as you have a computer that can handle it, you can bring in several cameras, you can bring in graphics, pre-recorded video, whatever works for your broadcast. Now, the thing is, it's limited with the release, the first release, 1.0, it's limited to two destinations. One is Twitch, of course, which is the biggest platform,
mm-hmm.
And YouTube Gaming, which just announced and launched a platform this summer. We plan to add more destinations as the fall progresses and into the winter, other gaming destinations. But in the beginning, it's Twitch and YouTube Gaming.
Wow. Now, what advice would you offer to people that are kind of, you know, they're new to streaming video games and they're kind of intimidated with, you know, the software and all this stuff? Because, I mean, your products just overall, they're all user-friendly. So how user-friendly is Game Show?
As I said, it's really just simple. I mean, we have different types of templates to help you get started. And if you're really a beginner and intimidated, there is a build your own section that you can build your own templates. And one of the templates that we offer is just the game or just the game and the camera. So if you're intimidated by being on camera or if you just want to stream your gameplay, that's very, very, very easy to set up. You basically just open the game template and it hooks the game. By the way, Game Show automatically hooks the games you're playing. It senses what's on your computer and what's running, and it pulls the game automatically into Game Show. So whether you're a beginner just wanting to stream your gameplay, or whether you're a little more adventurous and want to add a camera of yourself, use a green screen to key out the background so that you're floating on your game, or however you want to start to jazz it up or start to really make it engaging for your fans and followers, you can do that. From the very beginner to the top pro, there are many options. You know, we've talked before about Telestream's DNA, really, and it's about broadcast-level software. And we've decided to come into this market because there are a lot of streamers, but they haven't really had an option where people were listening to them, provided support to them. This is really the 1.0 version. We want our new customers to tell us what they want changed. It's a very inexpensive way to get started. Game Show has a free subscription for 60 days at the beginning, and then it's a subscription after that, one, 3 or 12 months, and it's within the $8 range, you know, for a month. So it's very cheap to get started as well.
Wow, and there you have it. Tom Prin, product manager of Game Show, gameshow.net. It is out today, so make sure you guys go to gameshow.net, get it 60 days for free. So make sure you guys check that out. Also, you can check them out on Twitter. It's at Game Show, and on Facebook.com/Game Show. Make sure you guys get out and get Game Show. I have it. It is awesome. So make sure you guys go out and get it. Tom, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sean. Really enjoyed it.
Cool, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.